Yes, I would like to stress that, you know, this is not just for Ecuador, right? So, yes, we are working right now for Ecuador, and most of us will stay until June and have a summit, and then it will go to the politicians and the National Assembly. And hopefully, you know, at least a few of our proposals will actually be concretized. But what's important is, you know, because a lot of people are looking at us. We get emails every day from associations, cultural centers, scientists. They are really enthusiastic about what's happening here. And so what's so interesting is it's the first time, I think you said it in the beginning, the very first time that a nation state gives legitimacy to this type of transition. But after that, it's going to be a transition document. It's going to be a policy proposal. It's going to be a global platform. This is important. It is that people who are doing this already in every country in the world who have their policy needs and proposals will have a platform where they can share their proposals, look at what they're doing. And my dream is to develop something that's called a pattern language, right? It's not that we are saying what you should be doing. This is not the aim. This would be a bit paradoxical that you say peer-to-peer, and then you say this is how it should be done. But that we have a pattern language that we says, if you want this kind of society, this has been done there, and this has been done there, and this works, that works. And you can get the right information to make up your own mind and make up your own local adapted policies that might be different from one country or one region to another. But you have this common pattern language that gives you the possibility to talk about this subject and understand, you know, what people are talking about.